Hello and welcome to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, Samat Gal Gimal Ayin Bet Yod. Out of the Hebrew living letters, it means in short form, Son of Light. It's so awesome to be with you today. As we go into this podcast, I just want you to enhance yourself by stepping out of the natural realm. Open up your mind, your spirit mind, I'm talking about, by Holy Spirit, by being seated in Christ Yeshua, by being under the governance of Yahweh, and open yourself to hear His Spirit, to feel His presence, to engage the Holies of Holies, to step into the other side of the veil through the torn flesh of Yeshua. We go through the veil of Yeshua, and we enter into the Holies of Holies. We enter into the realms of Yahweh. We enter into the secrets and into the mysteries. And I want you to hear this message today coming from that. In the call of God that's on my life, I was told by God, only preach to their spirit being. So whether you're a natural man, jumps for joy and gets something out of it, or you have a full understanding of what I'm talking about, that's important, but not as important as your spirit being open, because it knows all things already. Believe it or not, the same spirit that resurrected Jesus from the dead, according to the word, is inside of you. So your spirit being already knows all that it needs to know. We, as to say you, by engaging Yahweh, engaging the Bible, engaging the Holy Spirit, different things, open up the channels of your natural mind and your natural soul and your natural thinking and your heart and all the things that go on with your natural realm to open yourself that you can receive from that which is already in your spirit that's been engrafted into you by Christ Yeshua. Because you have been engrafted into Yahweh, the Most High God, the Yod He, the Vav He, by being seated in Christ Yeshua. So you sit in the Shin, the Yod He, Shin Vav He. You sit in the middle of Yeshua as the Son of Man, inside of the Yod He Vav He, Yahweh, the I Am that I Am. And I, from that perspective, I go before the Father. And when I go before the Father, I'm crowned in righteousness. Doesn't matter what happened in the natural room at that moment, I'm crowned in righteousness. Why? I went through the veil of the blood covenant of Yeshua. I went through the torn flesh of Yeshua. So therefore, any of my natural man that's tainted or had a bad day or God knows all the silly stuff we do throughout our life, it's washed in the blood. That spot is off of me. That blemish is off of me. Why? Yeshua cascaded you in His mercy, in His grace, in His blood covenant, that I can go into the presence of the Father. That's the only way you can go in the presence of the Father, is perfect. Not because He's a judge. He's just that righteous. The reason the four living creatures cry out, holy, 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 holy is the Lamb of God, is because they were allotted by the Father to look into the inners of Him and see the essence of the totality of His fullness, which is beyond any word for them to speak. So there's no comprehensible word to describe Yahweh in the fullness of His love, the fullness of who He is, the fullness of His glory, the fullness of His personhood. So they cry, holy, 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 and they're reflecting the essence of Him back and forth over you. Come on, just receive that. I done went off in another world right now. I'm going to get to this podcast. I just feel His presence so strong. Let's go into the podcast for a few moments while we're engaging this revelation and knowledge. And I encourage you not just to share this with a friend, whether around the corner or around the world, also listen to it more than once so it can get into your spirit, so you can gauge what it's saying, so you can open up your spirit man to receive it, okay? But I want to read a scripture to you, so let me go right into the word. Very familiar scripture, Ecclesiastes, that's my Hebrew broken Cajun language, right? 3:11. He, being Yahweh, has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity in their hearts. Except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end. Meaning we don't 100% know the mind of God. But now we can step into the mind of God. So I don't want to take away from that. But I'm not teaching that on this lesson. Basically, I'm letting you see what the writer's saying is. Your situation that you're in, may not be beautiful. Your situation that you may be in may have challenges. Your situation that you're in may have some hard times. It might even have some misunderstandings. It could have some broken relationships. It could have some broken pieces of your body. It could have some failed projects that you worked on, or businesses, or business ideas, or children. Or I can go on and on, all the things that we go through in life. But you're always saying, you don't know the beginning and the end of a thing like I know it. Though you do have the right to go step into it and see the scroll and see the blueprint. So I'm not taking away from that. But even the word Yeshua says, and the word itself, we see in part, we hear in part, we know in part. So when we're going through something, that's even something great. That's not the totality of everything. Now that doesn't take away from it. It's not negative at all. It just means they ought to have a big sign over our spiritual head that says, always, there's more to come. So even if you're at the highlight of your life right now, everything's in order, everything's at peace, everything's fitting, there's more. Can you believe that? There's more. Why? Because Yeshua is infinity. He's endless. He's infamous and he's endless. Yahweh, the Most High God, is infamous and he's endless. Same thing with Ruach Kodesh, Holy Spirit. All of the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding of God cannot be contained in the best of you. And I'm talking to your spirit being. That doesn't mean you're not going to understand God. You're not going to know God and walk uprightly before him and dwell in the great grace and the goodness of God that he pours upon you, allowing you to walk as a son, a God, king, son, priest in the earth that God's gifted to you by the redemptive nature of Christ. But there's always more. But he says this to give you kind of encouragement. He says, I have made everything beautiful in its time. That's the hard one to swallow. In the word, it also talks about the word tried him until it came to pass. Hope defer makes one sick. But all when that deferment's over and they receive the prize, they forget about how hard it was. They forget about how it was making them sick. They forget about the testings and trials and the responsibilities that they went through to get there. Because, oh, sweet is the reward of the everlasting life that's in every Chaye Olam thing that God gives us. Everlasting life. And everything he gives us is everlasting life. Though it may not be something that materializes forever, and it may be something that's just for a moment, but in the heavenly realm, it is forever and ever and ever. It's kind of attached to us in the spiritual realm. I'm talking about good things. I'm not talking about no devils and all the negative stuff that happens in the world. That stuff is washed off our back by the precious power of the holy blood covenant of Yeshua the Christ. That's why you would decree the love, the light, and the Zoe life of the blood covenant of Yeshua over your mind, over your body, over your soul, over your spirit, over your cells of your body, over your DNA. That is, you're being cleansed by the bloodline of Yeshua. You're being healed by the bloodline of Yeshua. You're being directed by the bloodline of Yeshua. You're being rejoiced by the bloodline of Yeshua. You're being forgiven by the bloodline of Yeshua. You will become one in him and him in you by the bloodline of Yeshua. So I want to go back to the scripture, though, because God put it on my heart for today, that he is making everything beautiful in its time. Come on, receive this. Somebody needed to hear this from around the world or around the corner. Yahweh says, I am making everything beautiful in its time. Even if you don't see the beginning from the end, know that it's completely in my whereabouts. It's completely in my hemisphere. It's completely in my knowing. And I will make that thing beautiful. Now, it may not look like what you think it should look like. It may not look like what I think it should look like. But ultimately, he says, I will make it beautiful. I will make it beautiful. Come on, I want this to get in your spirit, man. I'm speaking faith to you. That circumstance, that situation, that sickness, that disease, that lack of finances, that mental torment, that oppression, that wondering where the answer is for your business, where the answer is for your success, where the answer is for your life, what is your value, what is your worth, it's about to become beautiful. Or you can go ahead and put that one down and write it to the bank. Say, it's about to become beautiful. My world is about to become beautiful. Father, restore the joy of our salvation. Come on, receive it right now from me. Restore the joy of my salvation and make my life beautiful, because you said in its time it shall become beautiful, and you are working to join our time together, that from the struggle and to the victory is become timeless, that the struggle will be overtaken by the victory, and the victory will remember the struggle no more, says the Lord of hosts. For I am with you. I've always been with you. I love you. I honor you. I adore you. My life has been given for you, that you may walk in Chaya Olam, everlasting life, as of today, not after the death of yourself and the natural realm where you're transcended to heaven, but today as it is in heaven shall it be in your life. Today as it is in heaven shall it be in your life. Today as it is in heaven shall it be in your life. Come on, can you hear him speaking? He's speaking right now, the glory of the Lamb of Yahweh. I will make all things beautiful. Now, this is why he finishes up with such a beautiful statement. Think about the Father saying, I will make everything beautiful in my time, in its time. But then I go and tell you, but because man doesn't know the beginning from the end. And the reason he's saying, sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees. You ever been there where you can't see in a certain circumstance the forest for the trees, and it's hurting? And you're not certain, but Yahweh's saying, ah, lo and behold, I am with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you to the ends of the earth. I'm going to make it beautiful. Well, this is where faith comes in and we begin to speak it over our life. Come on, just begin to speak it over your life. I will make it beautiful. Then you get faith like Paul and say, I will come to visions and dreams. I will understand the blueprint and the scroll of my life. I decree the salvation of my soul, my DNA, my body, my soul, my spirit is washed in the blood of Yeshua. And there is no spot or blemish from before, from the past, and the present. It has no hold on me. My Father is working things out for my benefit. There's no accusation against me that the blood of Yeshua is not mighty enough to overcome. There's no demonic principality that can come against me that the blood of Yeshua is not able to overcome. There's no stronghold in my life or in my family or in generations that has the power to supersede the bloodline of Yeshua that I am decreeing into my veins and decreeing into my cells and decreeing into my mental psyche. You know, something Gustav, my great buddy, said the other day in service. He said, you don't need to fast to see people healed, set free, and delivered. He said, you only need to fast for one thing, to remove the bondage of fear, doubt, and unbelief. And there's a subtle fear, doubt, and unbelief in everyone's life that shows up from some time to time, sometimes lots of times, or sometimes in only one little issue. But when we go engage the Father, when we go engage the Father and we begin to speak by faith what he's saying, oh, come on, church. He is making it beautiful in spite of what I see. He's making it beautiful in spite of what I'm saying. He's making it beautiful in spite of what I've done. He's making it beautiful in spite of what's been done to me. He has promised to make it beautiful. And as Apostle Steve said today when we were out ministering, he said, isn't our God the God of all universes? Isn't our God the God of all creation? Come on with me. Come on, come on. Get this in your spirit. Isn't our God the one that you serve, the Lord of all lords, the God of all gods, the creator of heaven and earth and all things? That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. So by faith, I decree that he will begin to make it beautiful in your life today. I love you. You are so beautiful. Share this with a friend who will minister to their heart. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for being part of the Coffee and Cosmos family. Shalom.